Shkalim, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, 7-4, and now we're not finding meat, we're finding living animals. Specifically living animals that could be korbanos, meaning cows, goats, or sheep, and these animals are found in the area of Yerushalayim. And that being the case, as we will detail in the Mishnah, it's safe to assume that the majority of such animals are consecrated as intended to be korbanos brought in the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore if you find such an animal, you'll have to assume it's a korban, just have to determine what kind of korban it might be. So the Mishnah says, Behema shenimtes, if you find an animal, livestock, cow, goat, or sheep, specifically, Mirushalayim va'ad migdal eder, if you find it in and around Jerusalem, all the way the distance to Migdal Eder, that's a town, to the southwest of Beis Lechem, Bethlehem, uch midas l'chol ruach, or that same distance from Jerusalem to Migdal Eder in any direction, meaning the other direction from Migdal Eder as well. Migdal Eder is, let's say, 11 kilometers from Yerushalayim, so we're talking about a radius of 11 kilometers. If you find animals, you have to assume those animals, if they could have been korbanos, were korbanos. What kind of korban? Well, zacharim, if it's a male bull, goat, or sheep, so then olos, you assume, was an ola, that's the majority, to be burned on the Mizbeach entirely, because an ola can only be a male. You can't bring a female animal as an ola. Nikevos, on the flip side, if it is a female, then you assume zivche shlamim, you assume was a shlamim, and therefore will be brought to the Beis Hamikdash and treated as such. The Bartan learns that simple and straightforward. There is what to talk about, because the Gemara in Kedushin in Daf Nun Hei starts asking questions. It starts with the question, well, it's true that every male must be an ola, but you also could bring male animals as a shlamim. So while it's certainly true that a female could have not been ola, must be a shlamim, the males, who says? Okay, but anyways, the Bartanura doesn't go that direction. He keeps it straightforward, and therefore you'll treat every male as an ola, every female as a zevach, excuse me, as a shlamim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says one other thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haroi lepsachim, if this is the kind of animal which could be a korban pesach, what does that mean? Korban pesach is either a goat or a sheep that's a male in its first year. So if that's the kind of animal you found, a new baby kid or a lamb, male, then psachim, you assume it is a korban pesach, kodem l'regel shloshim yom, assuming you found this little male kid or lamb within 30 days of the holiday of Pesach, because the majority of such animals, says Rabbi Yehuda, would be assumed to be korban pesach, korban pesach. Now, the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, disagree with that, and they say no. People are careful when they consecrate a korban pesach animal to not let it get lost. And that being the case, if you find an animal, even if it could have been a korban pesach, even if it's close to Pesach, we'll still assume if it's a male, it's an ola, and if it's a female, it's a shlamim.